we have a little bit of news. The Greater Hartford YMCA is losing a great leader, and it's getting a great leader in his place. And we want to talk to both and talk about the future for not only Greater Hartford YMCA, but also Waterbury. I want to welcome in studio Jim O'Rourke. We talked to, and again, you refresh my memory, at Mary's when we did Darting Across Connecticut in Waterbury. How are you?
I'm good? Doing well this morning.
Good. I want to welcome in Harold Sparrow from Greater Hartford YMCA. Harold, good morning. How are you?
Brian, good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
I'm bummed you're not here, but that's fine. We wish we could see you face-to-face. But the news is, you know, Harold is retiring, and Jim is moving from the Waterbury YMCA to the Greater Hartford YMCA. And I have a lot of questions, a lot to talk about. But, you know, first of all, congratulations, Harold, on a great run. Now is just the right time. And, you know, talk about sort of looking back on your time in Hartford.
Sure. Well, you know, to all things, there's a season, Brian. And I wouldn't trade this decade for anything. 10 years is a good run as a CEO of one of the largest non-profits in the city of Hartford. And I think we've made some very good accomplishments. You know, Woody Allen said 80% of life is showing up, but the other 20% is timing. And now's the right time to make the transition. I think the Board of Volunteers has done a great job. And, you know, they did a national search for a CEO, and they found one here in the state of Connecticut, and Jim O'Rourke, who is held in high esteem by his peers across the state, not only at the YMCA, but in different departments of service and health and human services, et cetera. So I feel that we're in good position to move forward and be strong, and the organization will be healthy.
Yeah, I'll have more questions about, you know, looking back and what's next for you. But, you know, we only have about a minute here before we have to take a break, and we'll have an extended conversation at 8:50. But, Jim, this, I mean, I don't know if it's easy or tough. I mean, you know, and we'll talk more about your career, but you basically worked with WISE your whole career, and you've put a lot of, you know, your heart and soul into Waterbury, and it's a great opportunity in Hartford, but that must be not an easy thing to do.
It's definitely bittersweet. You know, I've been a part of the YMCA movement since I was 9 years old. You know, my mom needed me.
You were a pain in the tuchus as a kid, it sounds like.
I was that kid. You know, I actually got kicked out of the Y a few times, but it's definitely bittersweet. You know, 17 wonderful years in Waterbury. It's my family. But, you know, the opportunity in Hartford came about, and it's actually the job that I wanted a very long time ago in my 20s when I was a young program director.
And it's one of those things, maybe, you know, Harold said it well about, you know, seasons and so on and so forth. It's just time for a new challenge. And I think that that's really important. We'll get into, you know, what are the challenges. I mean, you obviously there are things you want to do and to grow things in Hartford, you know, and with showing respect to Harold, obviously. I'd like to hear from Harold, you know, what he thinks the biggest challenges are moving forward. Just quickly before we take a break, Harold, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to go to the south of France? Are we going to play golf? Like, what's the next one for you?
Well, what I think I'm going to do, Brian, quite honestly, is take a little time off. I don't think I've taken a summer off since, you know, as a kid in maybe middle school. I do play a little bit of golf. I'll still stay involved with the YMCA movement as a volunteer. And, you know, the YMCA is a national and an international organization. So I have relationships that have been established over the years to go out and help otherwise. I've been certified as an executive coach. And have been helping to develop leaders across the movement. So, you know, it's good to have an open palate, you know, a clean slate. And I think I'm just going to take some time to think about it and move on from there.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you both. Harold, if you don't mind sticking around for the extended conversation, I'd like to ask, you know, some nuts and boltsy stuff about about things. So you stay here. And obviously we have Jim O'Rourke in studio here. We're back here with Jim O'Rourke, outgoing Waterbury CEO of the YMCA, incoming to Greater Hartford. And on the phone, we have Harold Sparrow, retiring head of the Greater Hartford YMCA. Jim, first of all, we're all in a bit of a food coma here.
Oh my God.
I mean, everybody in studio, including Brian from Sullivan and Lachine, we all got the cheddar jalapeno sausage. You missed it, Harold. You missed breakfast with Food Truck Tommy, but we'll deal with our food coma. Just really quickly, Jim, you know, you were with us at the diner at the Darting Across Connecticut some months back. But just summarize your personal story, because we just said, you said off mic that maybe the only job you had outside of the YMCA was at a McDonald's or what have you.
About a week.
Yeah. But just quickly go through your story.
Yeah. So my mom and I came to Southington back in 78 from the Bronx. and I needed a place to go so my mom could work, and that was the Sutlington YMCA. At that time, we didn't have the means, so through the financial assistance program through the Y, my mom was able to afford it. And then I never left. You know, I hung out there as a teenager. Yes, I did get kicked out a few times.
For what? For just being a wise guy?
Yeah, just being a punk, you know. I think the comment was I was a punk with potential. And then at 16, they decided to give me a job because they couldn't find anyone to do a New Year's overnight. And then 37 years later, here I am.
That's just incredible. You know, Harold, you know, when you look at what's ahead, I mean, it's difficult to be, you know, hyper-analytic about certain things. But what do you think are the couple of big challenges ahead for Jim?
Well, I think what we've done is we left Jim a pretty clear ground plan as to how to move forward, a blueprint that, you know, is relevant today, but it could change in the future. Jim's a seasoned YMCA professional. He knows how to navigate these forests and these woods successfully. So I think, you know, to his point, he'll build relationships. He'll listen to the staff on the ground. He'll go out and meet the people that make it happen each and every day. And I think once he strengthens those relationships and builds trust, you know, we have to be able to adapt to whatever opportunities arise and to whatever challenges may come our way as well.
Jim, what do? You've been at one place for what?
17 years. Yep.
You're used to a certain rhythm. You got to go in and be a listener, but also I'm sure there are things you're going to want to do a little bit differently. But how do you approach such a situation?
I'll share my story this morning. You know, I was up at 4:30. I was at the Wheeler YMCA in Plainville, which is under the Greater Hartford YMCA.
Yeah, sure.
Got to meet Charlene, who was at the front desk. You know, she graduated Plainville High School in 92. I got to meet her a couple weeks ago when I kind of did a secret shopping type of situation and got into the pool and then got to meet some members. Sophie, 98 years old. She swims every day at the Plainville Y.
Nice.
And that, you know, that's kind of my style. I look forward to going to the Indian Valley Y, look forward to going to the Farmington Valley Y, and just be able to talk to the members and be able to talk to the staff and look at what the needs are within our different 52 communities that we serve and keep going forward.
I just remember, like, I'd have, like, kids on one side swimming. I'd have, like, a bunch of older Russian ladies on my other side.
Yep.
And it's just so funny. I mean, I've been going to Wise for, you know, various stops. But I love the fact that I can go in and drop in and pay a day fee or, you know, whatever, and just go in and get a swim or what have you. We're talking with Jim O'Rourke in studio, the incoming CEO of Greater Hartford YMCA, and Harold Sparrow's on the phone, who's retiring from that post. Harold, how's Hartford doing? I mean, I try to, you know, it's funny, a lot of my friends, they lean West Hartford. I 100% of the time lean Hartford because I just want, if I'm going to spend any money, I'm going to spend it in Hartford. And I want to support the local businesses, the restaurants. We were on Pratt Street 2 weeks ago, and I'm just curious, you know, but I feel like we need more people living there, and not just, you know, anybody, but like it would be great to have more families. Like, how is Hartford doing? I mean, can you give us an honest appraisal of the state of play?
Yeah, I would say that Hartford is improving. I would say under the current leadership in the at City Hall, they've reached out to and help local businesses. I would also say what we're seeing is a number of office buildings being changed into student space or marketable market rent housing. So we're seeing a lot of young people coming back to the city that like to live in an urban environment. We're seeing a lot of boomers that are tired of cutting grass and shoveling snow and fixing leaky roofs moving into these apartments in downtown Hartford.
That's really happening?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I live in an apartment building, and I've been in this apartment building for 10 years. And I can tell you in the last 2 years, it's changed. And almost everybody that's bought in this building, condos, are boomers that have sold their houses in Avon and Granbury and are moving into the city. You know, you raise a family, you cook, you run errands all day long. At the end of the day, it's nice to walk around the corner and go to Salute or a Trumbull Kitchen and have some dinner and, you know, hold your wife's hand as you walk back to your apartment.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound nice. I just, you know, I go in on certain times and it seems like the bones are great, but it's really, really quiet sometimes. So I don't know.
I think Hartford gets a bad rap, too. You know, it's really been a kind of suburban commuter city for a number of years. But I do think I do see things improving in Hartford. So that's my experience.
Have you, I mean, and Jim, have you talked to Arunan yet? Have you had any communication with the mayor?
I actually introduced myself last week. Tuesday, he had the mayor's breakfast, so I got to hear him speak and got to hear some of his vision. So I look forward to working with him.
I don't want you to compare directly with Luke, but I mean, what is different about Arunan, Harold, and what he's trying to do? Because people tell me he's a little more focused on community than the bigger business side, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, now, Brian, you kind of get me into some choppy water.
Well, you're leaving. Come on. I want to, you're an honest operator. Give me an honest answer.
I would say that they both are very good leaders and politicians. I do think that Arunan is much more sensitive to the needs of the community, getting out, talking to the people, and making things happen in the neighborhood. And you always have to look at it in the context of the time. I mean, you know, Brona was here during the pandemic, and so it was really about economic crisis and things that he had to manage at a macro level, relations with the states and the feds. So similar to the evolution that we're seeing at City Hall, we're seeing the same evolution at the Y. I think that Arunan is he's very approachable. I see him at community events all the time. I see him out in the neighborhoods. And I think that he's built some trust within the city for the key influences to help make things happen.
Jim, what are your goals up front? I mean, I don't know what membership is. I don't know what the ratio of kids and adults is. Like, going in, and again, out of pure respect for Harold, but like, what are some of your long-term goals?
Yeah, I mean, they're big shoes to fill. You know, Harold has a legacy, and I'm going to build upon that legacy. You know, membership is important, and also showing the value of membership. But with that membership is the families, and, you know, the different opportunities for families coming to the Y. Also meeting the needs within the childcare realm. You know, we have a huge staff shortage throughout the state in childcare. We need to make sure that we're bringing in quality people so we have quality programs. Then our day camps, right? We're a couple months away. You know, thousands of kids are going to go through YMCA day camps here in the state, and specifically through the Greater Hartford Y.
Either one could take it. We only have about a minute. Funding, is it steady? Is there a chance for more? It seems like everybody's going to expect less. Like, talk about that side of things.
Well, I think the funding side is the uncertainty. You know, with the feds pulling back, we kind of have to look at all of our programs and our different revenue streams in Waterbury as well as Hartford and throughout all the YMCAs in the state. You know, so it ebb and flows. You know, right now up at the Capitol, there's a few bills that are really going to lift up childcare. Hopefully those come to fruition so we're able to make sure that childcare is affordable for everybody.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to, for an adult who's working their tails off, to come in and get healthy and have their kids taken care of for an hour or 45 minutes. Harold, congratulations. You know, hopefully you don't be a stranger. I've always enjoyed our conversations, and you deserve a ton of credit for the great work you do.
Well, thank you, Brian. Appreciate your time. Thank you to all the people at Sullivan and Lachine. And, you know, Jim O'Rourke and I are going to work side by side, hand in hand, to make sure that it's a smooth transition and that he is well set to be successful in the future.
Jim, good luck. We're here for you. Anything you need, promotion or otherwise, you know, or event-wise, just let us know.
Thank you, Ryan. And, hey, thanks for the breakfast.
Yeah, it was good. Cheddar jalapeno from Tommy. Can't beat it. I'm surprised for a triathlete. He's eating the bread. I want no bread.
No, I got to work out again today.
He's going to have to go back to the gym. Listen, it was great. Jim O'Rourke and, of course, Harold Sparrow from the YMCA.